Chapter 8. Idolatry. Carved and graven images in place of worship. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah, your Elohim, am a jealous Jehovah, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall make no molded gods for yourselves. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of Jehovah your Elohim, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, even the likeness of anything which Jehovah your Elohim hath forbidden thee. For Jehovah your Elohim is a devouring fire, a jealous Jehovah. Therefore, take good heed to yourselves, since you saw no form of him on the day Jehovah spoke to you on Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Beware lest you become corrupt by making for yourselves to worship a graven image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, or of any winged fowl that flies in the air, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, or of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. But unto the place which Jehovah your Elohim shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come.
Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place where one has to worship is in Jerusalem. Yeshua said, "Woman, believe me, the time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him."
Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which Jehovah chooses, in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Ceremonies and Traditions. The Subjects of Idolatry. And beware lest you lift up your eyes to the heavens, and when you see the sun, moon, and stars, even all the host of the heavens, you be drawn away, and worship them, and serve them, things which Jehovah your Elohim has allotted to all nations under the whole heaven. Do not mention the name of other gods, either in blessing or cursing. Do not let such speech be heard from your mouth.
Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that change darkness into light, and light into darkness, that change bitter into sweet, and sweet into bitter. You cannot drink the cup of Jehovah and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of Jehovah's table and of the table of demons.
You shall have no other gods before me. Do not turn to idols and things of naught, or make for yourselves molten gods. I am Jehovah, your Elohim. For thou shalt bow down to no other god. For Jehovah, whose name is jealous, is a jealous Jehovah.
Away with you, Satan, Yeshua told him. For the Tanakh says, Worship Yehovah, your Elohim, and serve only him.
You shall not go after other gods, of the gods of the peoples that are round about you.
The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger.
And it came to pass in the sixth week, in the seventh year thereof, that Abram said to Terah, his father, saying, Father! And he said, Behold, here am I, my son. And he said, What help and profit have we from those idols which thou dost worship, and before which thou dost bow thyself? For there is no spirit in them, for they are dumb forms, and a misleading of the heart. Worship them not. Worship Yehovah of heaven, who causes the rain and the dew to descend on the earth, and does everything upon the earth, and has created everything by his word, and all life is from before his face. Why do ye worship things that have no spirit in them? For they are the work of men's hands, and on your shoulders do ye bear them, and ye have no help from them. But they are a great cause of shame to those who make them, and a misleading of the heart to those who worship them. Worship them not. And his father said unto him, I also know it, my son, but what shall I do with the people who have made me to serve before them? And if I tell them the truth, they will slay me. For their soul cleaves to them to worship them and honor them. Keep silent, my son, lest they slay thee. And these words he spoke to his two brothers, and they were angry with him, and he kept silent.
And nothing of the accursed thing shall cling to your hand.
But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you become an accursed thing like it, other nations. But you shall utterly detest and abhor it, for it is an accursed thing.
I will set no base or wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them who turn aside from the right path. It shall not grasp hold of me.
You shall not plant for yourselves any kind of tree dedicated to the goddess Asherah beside the altar of Yehovah, your Elohim, which you shall make.
For the customs of the peoples are vanity, for it is but a tree which one cutteth out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are like a pillar in a garden of cucumbers, and speak not.
Then, when Yehovah gives you rest from your suffering and trouble and from the hard service imposed on you, you will take up this taunt song against the king of Babylon. At last the oppressor is stilled. His arrogance is ended. Yehovah has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, which furiously struck down peoples with unceasing blows, angrily beating down nations with relentless persecution. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break into song. Yes, the fir trees and cypresses rejoice at you, O kings of Babylon, even the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since you have been laid low, no woodcutter comes to cut us down.
Don't set up a sacred pillar. Yehovah, your Elohim, hates such things.
You shall not shave around the sides of your head, nor shall you disfigure, mar the corners, the edges of your beard, as some idolaters do. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print or tattoo any marks upon you. I am Yehovah, your Elohim.
But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope.
Lest there should be among you man, or woman, or family, or tribe, whose heart turneth away this day from Yehovah, your Elohim, to go to serve the gods of those nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood.
Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of Yehovah, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled.
And you shall not walk in the statutes, customs, regulations of the nation which I am casting out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it be a snare in your midst. You shall not do as was done in the land of Egypt, in which you dwelt, nor shall you do as is done in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. Neither shall you walk in their statutes. You shall do my ordinances, and keep my statutes, and walk in them. I am Yehovah, your Elohim.
Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify Yehovah in the day of visitation.
When Yehovah, your Elohim, cuts off before you the nations whom you go to dispossess, and you dispossess them and live in their land, be watchful that you are not ensnared into following them after they have been destroyed before you, and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, "How did these nations serve their gods?" We will do likewise. You shall not do so to Yehovah, your Elohim, for every abominable thing which Yehovah hates, they have done for their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burned in the fire to their gods. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those who let remain of them shall be as pricks in your eyes and as thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you in the land in which you dwell. And as I thought to do to them, so will I do to you.
And is it we that offer to the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offerings unto her? Did we make her cakes in her image and pour out drink offerings unto her without our husbands?
Eradication of idolatry. You shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. And you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. You shall not behave so toward Yehovah, your Elohim. Then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, and destroy all their figured stones, and all their molten images, and completely demolish all their idolatrous high places. But you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images. But thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, and break down their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images, and burn their carved images with fire.
and in the 60th year of the life of Abram, that is, in the fourth week, in the fourth year thereof, Abram arose by night, and burned the house of the idols. And he burned all that was in the house, and no man knew it. And they arose in the night, and sought to save their gods from the midst of the fire. And Haran hasted to save them. But the fire flamed over him, and he was burnt in the fire. And he died in Ur of the Chaldees before Terah his father. And they buried him in Ur of the Chaldees. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says Jehovah. Do not touch what is unclean. Now, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we command you, brothers, to stay away from any brother who is leading a life of idleness, a life not in keeping with the way we taught you.
You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to Jehovah your Elohim.
They did not destroy the peoples, concerning whom Jehovah had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons.
But of the cities, which is not far from you, of these peoples which Jehovah your Elohim gives you as an inheritance, you shall let nothing that breathes remain alive. Rather, you must destroy them completely. The Hittites, the Amori, Amorites, the Kanani, Canaanites, the Perizzai, Perizzites, the Hivi, Hivites, and the Yevusi, Jebusites, as Jehovah your Elohim has ordered, commanded, so that they won't teach you to follow their abominable practices, which they do for their gods, thus causing you to sin against Jehovah your Elohim. When Jehovah your Elohim brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, Hitti, Girgashi, Girgashites, Amori, Kanani, Perizzai, Hivi, and Yevusi, seven nations bigger and stronger than you. And when Jehovah your Elohim delivers them over to you, you shall defeat them and utterly destroy. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Don't make a treaty with them. Don't marry them. Don't give your daughters to their sons, and don't take their daughters for your sons. Before you know it, they'd involve you in worshiping their gods, and Jehovah would explode in anger, putting a quick end to you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or your wife, whom you love, or your friend who means as much to you as yourself, secretly tries to entice you to go and serve other gods, which you haven't known, neither you nor your ancestors, gods of the peoples surrounding you, whether near or far away from you, anywhere in the world, you are not to consent, and you are not to listen to him, and you must not pity him or spare him, and you may not conceal him. Rather, you must kill him. Your own hand must be the first one on him in putting him to death, and afterwards the hands of all the people. You are to stone him to death, because he has tried to draw you away from Jehovah, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of a life of slavery. Then all Israel will hear about it and be afraid, so that they will stop doing such wickedness as this among themselves.
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
If you hear someone in one of your cities, which Jehovah your Elohim gives you to dwell in, saying, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligently. And if it is indeed true, and certain that such an abomination was committed among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it, all that is in it, and its livestock, with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all its plunder into the middle of the street, and completely burn with fire the city and all its plunder, for Jehovah your Elohim. It shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again.
Do not be deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character. Bad company ruins good manners.
If there is found among you, within any of your gates which Jehovah your Elohim gives you, a man or woman who has been wicked in the sight of Jehovah your Elohim, in transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshipped them, either the sun or moon or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it is told you, and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones. Put away the evil from among you.
Therefore, expel the evildoer from among yourselves.
If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For Jehovah your Elohim is testing you to know whether you love Jehovah your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. In relation to something foreign or forbidden. Do not make a covenant with the people living in the land. They are spiritual prostitutes, committing adultery against me by sacrificing to their gods. It will cause you to go astray after their gods and sacrifice to their gods. Then they will invite you to join them in eating their sacrifices.
But if anyone says to you, this was offered to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you, and for the conscience's sake, conscience of the other.
You shall make no covenant with them, inhabitants of the land, or with their gods. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you.
What harmony can there be between the Messiah and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
You shall not seek their Ammonite or a Moabite, peace or their prosperity all your days forever.
If someone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, Torah, don't welcome him into your home. Don't even say Shalom to him. No, what I wrote you was not to associate with anyone who is supposedly a brother, but who also engages in sexual immorality, is greedy, worships idols, is abusive, gets drunk, or steals. With such a person, you shouldn't even eat.
As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches to you outside of what you have received, teaching, let him be accursed. For I myself, even though I am absent physically, am with you spiritually, and I have already judged the man who has done this as if I were present. In the name of the Yeshua, when you are assembled, with me present spiritually, and the power of our Yeshua HaMashiach among us, hand over such a person to the adversary, for his old nature to be destroyed, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of Jehovah.
And when Jehovah, your Elohim, delivers it, cities that are very far off from you, into your hands, you shall strike every male in it with the edge of the sword. But the women, the little ones, the livestock, and all that is in the city, all its spoil, you shall plunder for yourself. And you shall eat the enemy's plunder, which Jehovah your Elohim gives you. Thus you shall do to all the cities which are very far from you, which are not of the cities of these nations, but of the cities of these peoples which Jehovah your Elohim gives you as an inheritance. You shall let nothing that breathes remain alive, but you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite.
Witchcraft. Turn not to those mediums who have familiar spirits, occult, or to wizards, witchcraft. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am Jehovah, your Elohim.
Involvement with the occult and with drugs, sorcery, witchcraft, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of Jehovah.
You shall not practice divination or soothsaying, fortune-telling. Neither shall you use magic, omens, or predict events by horoscope or signs in lucky days. You shall not permit a sorceress who practices sorcery to live. When you come into the land which Jehovah your Elohim gives you, you shall not learn to follow the abominable practices of these nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or who uses divination, or is a soothsayer, or an augur, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all who do these things are an abomination to Jehovah, and it is because of these abominable practices that Jehovah your Elohim is driving them out before you. You shall be blameless and absolutely true to Jehovah your Elohim. You shall not give any of your children to pass through the fire, sacrifice them to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your Jehovah. I am Jehovah. Whoever of the children of Israel, or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, who gives any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from his people, because he has given some of his descendants to Molech, to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land shall in any way hide their eyes from the man, when he gives some of his descendants to Molech, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family. And I will cut him off from his people, and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech, and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrifice to the idols of Canaan. Mammon. You shall not make gods to share with me, gods of silver, nor are you to make gods of gold for yourselves. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But be careful not to let yourselves be seduced, so that you turn aside, serving other gods and worshiping them. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Jehovah and Mammon, money